and wider boards. But now they would have them out of uniform size. They called a pilot, then they have them kind of cut the top of trim like that, right. You know, whatnot, and that's when they could call them a kind of a fence. Some of them call it a peeling fence.
When it's pointed.
The pointed, yes, and the narrow strips are more uniform, you
okay.
know.
Okay, that's more decorative.
That's right.
Okay. What if you have too many people spending the night at your house? What would you call a bed that was made on the floor?
Maybe we call that a pallet.
Okay, what about lowland on a river valley, maybe rich land out along the river?
Well, it's, some of them is two or three things. Some of them call it bottom land.
Okay. Anything else?
If it was a large place, now, it would be a kind of a delta, but just ordinary people call that place like that down and low place a bottom land.
Okay. What about different kinds of roads, depending on what they're made of, sir?
Some made out of asphalt, some out of concrete.
What's the difference between the asphalt and the concrete?
Well, the concrete, you know, is pulled out of cement and rocks.
Okay.
And trial off, smoothed off, and then you have the asphalt, which is mixed with slag and for the bottom, where they have a kind of a field dirt under it, and a slag, and then the asphalt is mixed with a sand.
Okay, that's that black surface.
That's the black top, yeah.
Okay, and that one with the light surface, that one is paved with concrete?
That's right.
Okay.
That's like I have out in the yard where you drove, you know.
Right. Now, do you call that cement or concrete when you say go up on
Well, I call that a concrete drive.
Okay.
But it is cement. That's what it is.
Okay. But there's some roads around here, cement?
Well, yes. It's some made out of cement and then some made out of the asphalt,
okay.
or blacktop to call
it. Okay. Is there a word around here for that strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street, you know?
Yeah, you call that the median.
Okay. And what about a word for a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Is there a word for that so the water can run along the side of the road?
Well, for the ditch?
Uh-huh. You just call it a ditch, do you?
Well, no, that wouldn't be a cover, because covered thing that the water run through.
Under the road, isn't
it? Under the road.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, the shoulder of the road, of course, you call that when it's sloping like that.
Right.
That's what you call that.
Okay.
Well, that's what you call it. If it's not a ditch, you know, out on the shoulders, I would call it.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't?
Some of them call him old mud or something like that.
Okay. And here's another farm one. Do you know a name for the gentle noise made by horses at feeding time? You know when they.
Well, some of them say they, some say they knee and some say they bray and whatnot.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone shaped like this, the children used to like to
play? A wishbone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover after the first growth has been cut and it's grown back again and they cut it? That's not familiar.
I'm not familiar with that one. I just call it hay.
Okay. what about bread made from cornmeal? What do you call that?
Bread made from cornmeal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I call it, it depends how you make it. Call it cornbread. Or if you make it into what you call muffins or corn muffins or corn sticks or something like that.
Okay. What are some other things made from cornmeal?
Grits, hominy.
Okay, what about something made that's fried in deep fat? Maybe
oh,
with fish.
Some of them call it hush.